As we continue with the WEOL Lorain Palace Theater Spotlight on Avon, we'll talk about the Avon Garden Club. They've got a special bicentennial tea that's coming up this coming Sunday. To talk about that and other things from the Garden Club is Cynthia Murniak-Zarnecki, who's on the committee, a chair for the bicentennial tea, as well as a member of the Garden Club. Thanks for stopping in this morning.
Yes, thank you for having
me. Now, are there any more tickets available for this bicentennial tea, just offhand?
Let me tell you, Bruce, we are sold out.
Well, that's very good news.
Yes, it is. We are very pleased with the response from the community as well as the local businesses in support of our efforts.
Now, what was the idea for the bicentennial tea? Do you have teas on an annual basis as well for the Garden Club, or was it just something special because of the 200th anniversary?
We have had teas in the past for our members, but this year, in honor of the bicentennial, we have decided to open it up to the community and celebrate the bicentennial with this tea.
Talk a little bit about the Avon Garden Club and its what it does in the community.
Okay, let me share with you, we have several service projects that we are involved in. We maintain a garden at the gazebo, and that's the gazebo that's located in Heritage Park at the corner of Stony Ridge Road and Detroit Road. We have beautification awards that we offer where we recognize exceptional residential and commercial gardens throughout the community. We maintain the bridge boxes as well that are on Detroit Road. We also select plant material for the pots that are located at the foot of the 1814 cemetery here in Avon. And we support our community by sharing with the residents at the Avon Oaks Nursing Home monthly crafting projects.
I would assume that the crafting projects may have something to do with flowers or things of that nature.
Yes, they have to do with flowers and they have to do with the season of the year.
Okay.
The residents really enjoy having us come on a monthly basis and we enjoy being there.
Talk a little bit about, you mentioned the different things. I drove by those boxes, I think that you say, that are on the bridge over by the French Creek and Detroit Road as well, like that. And I noticed, I just wanted to pay special attention to them. I saw kind of purple and yellow, a little bit of the Avon colors, and there's some ribbons that were put there as well.
Yes, in honor of the bicentennial, and the city has chosen those colors to celebrate the bicentennial, so we included that in our decoration of the boxes.
Now you must have either a list of people that'll stop by, or it's your day to go and pick the weeds, or maintain them. What's the process for that?
We do have a committee that maintains them, and especially in the summer when they need daily watering, that's when our members really come through and offer to water the plants that are in the boxes on a daily basis to keep them looking fresh.
Many times people come through a city, they'll see beautiful flowers and they wonder, who planted that? Who's keeping that up? Why are they so nice?
And yes.
Obviously, there's one of the organizations behind something like
yes,
that.
Yes, that's correct.
You mentioned about the tea that's coming up. What other things do you have throughout the year for activities for people who might be becoming a member of the Garden Club?
One of our big annual projects is our annual Avon Garden Club plant sale. We have the plant sale coming up on Memorial Day. It is from 8 a.m. until 12 noon. It's at our old police station by the cast iron clock next to the Senior Center on Detroit Road. We grow the plants that we sell. We cultivate them right here in our own gardens. The members of the Garden Club grow them.
Now, wait a minute. You mean the different members in their homes are the ones that are growing these?
Yes,
from
absolutely.
Seed or from cuttings or how?
Both. Okay. Both. We grow them, and then that makes them perfectly acclimated to our weather. So when the person that purchases them, they don't have any problem with worrying that they're not going to be used to this climate.
How many people are in the Garden Club?
We currently have 40 members.
Do you have to have a green thumb?
No, not really. We love to have gardeners with a little bit of knowledge that are more social in mind and they just want to learn, and we have members that are master gardeners.
We're talking today with Cynthia Murniak-Zarnecki with the Avon Garden Club. Do you offer classes? Do you teach members, or is everybody sort of self-taught, and or is there, you know, kind of a gardening kind of tutorials that go through for people who might be wanting to become a part of that?
We have monthly meetings. We meet on the third Tuesday of the month at the Miller Nature Preserve in the Orchid Room at 7 p.m. We have a speaker, and the speaker normally comes and shares education about gardening, about conservation, about the environment. So our speakers present education to us, and also our members educate each other.
What is it about our garden club that made you want to become a part of it? What's your little background or, you know, connection with the plants and growing things?
I enjoy gardening, although I have a small garden personally at our home. It's a pleasure to learn about nature, to learn about conservation, learn about the environment, and also the social aspects of it, because the members of our garden club are all very pleasant, very willing to share their information, share their cuttings of plants. So that's what made me want to join the garden club.
Now, I'm trying to figure out how to ask this question. I assume most of the garden club members are women.
Yes.
Who does all the heavy lifting for all of you?
Well, we all do, okay. And of course our spouses and some of our children are involved as well.
Okay, I just wanted to know how much of the family gets employed in something like this if a member becomes with the garden club.
Yes.
Because I know any kind of gardening, you know, the flowers are nice. The soil, that can get a bit heavy.
Who's got the mulch?
The mulch, exactly like that. Again, you got anything else planned special for the bicentennial as far as the garden club is concerned that you have coming up?
We are having a beautification project this year in honor of the bicentennial, where we will recognize exceptional commercial and residential gardens throughout the community.
And is it something where people will nominate somebody, or was it sort of that people will be driving around looking for that? What's the process for that?
We have a committee that is involved with the beautification project, and if a resident, a citizen of Avon, would like to have us come and view their garden, or would like to nominate a neighbor's garden or the garden at their business, please do contact us at our website, which is avongardenclub.webs.com.
And again, you have the plant sale coming up on Memorial Day?
Yes,
Monday? Okay,
on Memorial Day.
8 until noon. People probably can watch some of the Memorial Day parade or whatever, and also know that over by the old police station, which is kind of where they have the skate park, and also past where Whistler's is, that area there where the seniors sit.
The staging area for the parade is right behind where we set up our plant sale.
Oh, okay.
How convenient.
Oh. Yes.
Well, you got to go where the people are if you want to sell the plants.
That's right.
And people can come again, the Avon Garden Club plant sale going on Memorial Day 8 until noon. Cynthia Murniak-Zarnecki, thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for having us.